Believe it or not, a company that helps you cheat has just raised $15 million. Their name is Cluey, and apparently they help you cheat on exams, job interviews, all kinds of things like that. So it's a really interesting concept. We're going to get deep into it today. But before we do, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive video that we don't post anywhere else. We post it on our school community. It's $19 a month, and there's over 300 members. So if you're looking for ways to grow and scale your businesses or your side hustle or your career with AI tools, this is the perfect place. We've been doing it for over a year. So there's over 50 videos. We've covered a ton of software. We break down exactly the workflows, the tools, the prompts, the revenue that we're using and that we're making in our own personal businesses and companies. So this isn't stuff we publish publicly anywhere, but it's like it's the real deal. It's the nitty gritty. I sometimes have to blur my go change my password after, except for get to blur it on the show. So all that to say, it is the raw good stuff. So if you're interested in the community, go check it out. There's a link in the description to AI Hustle School Community, and that is an incredible source of alpha with AI. All right, let's get into what Cluey is doing. So this is a company that was really controversial when it first came out. It had this controversial video on X that went super viral. And essentially, I think if I remember correctly, it's like this video where it's like this guy and this girl and they're eating dinner and he's got these like glasses on and he's talking to her and he's trying to like schmooze her or whatever on their first date, and it keeps pulling up all these little facts about her and he's like, you know, using them and asking, the AI is like telling him what to say, and it all culminates into this horrible date that all falls apart and she like leaves him. So it's kind of funny and everyone is like, you know, what the heck is this tool, because it's, you know, it's advertisement. The guy like doesn't get the girl and it all falls apart miserably. But it was like a satire video that went super viral and got tons of notoriety for the startup, aka it did exactly what its purpose was. A lot of people were like, man, this startup's so stupid. And they all went on to, you know, social media to talk about it. And because they were talking about the startup, then everyone knew what the startup was. And then the startup was able to now raise $15 million from A16Z, the number one venture capital firm in the US. So, I mean, I think that there's a lot of lessons to unpack here. The first, I mean, I think is a really interesting company for sure. Their slogan is literally designed to like be, you know, rage bait or whatever, engagement bait. It's cheat on everything. That's their slogan. Obviously, this company isn't actually designed to help you cheat on everything. It's just, you know, it's kind of their inside joke of like, AI makes you so much smarter, it feels like you're cheating, right? That's kind of their thing. But really, it's just helps augment you in a bunch of different tasks. It's interesting, the founder actually was kicked out of, I believe, Columbia because he used AI on his like interview or something like that. He used this tool, whatever. They found out, they got mad. Or he was using it in job interviews while he was there. I can't remember the exact story. But anyways, they kicked him out because of it, and after like his post went super viral as he talked about it, and then they kicked him out, and then all of a sudden he got all this notoriety, like, I was kicked out of Columbia because I used AI to cheat on my like interviews, and they did so well. And the funny thing about it was, it wasn't like he failed. I think he used the AI and he got accepted, and then he's like, I used AI to cheat, and then they like, you know, get mad at him and whatever. But not cheating on his homework, but on like interview, some sort of interview for school or for a job or something like that. In any case,
How does it work exactly? I mean, is it like, does it transcribe the audio and then put like a response on a screen for you to read back? Or is it it's not an earpiece, is it?
No. So that's the funny thing about it, was like in the video that they originally made, their launch video, he was wearing like a pair of glasses and it was like augmented in front of him and he was like reading it or whatever. And that is nothing to do with their product like whatsoever. So that's kind of the funny thing. Gotcha. They literally, and the video was incredibly like highly produced. It was, they spent like hundreds of thousands of dollars on this video, on the production for this video. And so everyone's like, you guys, they literally blew all of their seed funding on this one video. And everyone's like, you guys are stupid. Your product's horrible. Your video ends terribly. You spent all your money. This is a huge waste. And yet literally everybody talked about them. And then they raised $15 million because now everybody knows what the name of the company is. It's a really interesting strategy. It's kind of like the concept of no publicity is bad publicity. And I think in like some of these software and these AI startups, I know some people are going to hate me for saying this, but I really think it's kind of true. Now, like if the bad publicity is like you literally are stealing people's money or you literally, you know what I mean? Like there's obviously things that are bad, but like, I don't know, something like that that drums up some sort of controversy around your product. And it's like, it works so well that it's unethical. It, like that's kind of the exact controversy you would want because people are like, it's unethical to use, you know, like their tool when you're doing a job interview and get the job because it helped you so much. But then it's like, well, it helped you. So it actually sounds like it was useful, you know, whatever. So I believe the way that it works is just like another screen up. So I think the one that he got busted for was called Interview Coder to help engineers quote unquote cheat on technical interviews. But it's I think it's like another screen. So when you're talking to someone via like Zoom or something, you have another tab open that's like listening and telling you the answers that you should be saying like right okay. next to it. So, and I personally have had people do this while I'm hiring engineers for coding jobs. So I actually understand really? The annoyance of it. Yeah. But I mean, I think there is a place in the market for these types of tools. And so like, I'll give a couple examples of where I think that this is actually very useful before everyone's like, you support cheating on job interviews. Like where I actually think it's very useful is, so there's like a job interview where you're qualifying for a position. And if you falsely inflate your capabilities, that's not cool. Unethical. I don't think that's
right,
good.
Right.
But there is a spot where I think it's useful. And that's like, imagine for example, sales. You're talking to a customer and you have this like cluey thing on the side that's listening to your conversation. It knows everything about your customer. And it's like, oh, by the way, your customer likes X, Y, and Z thing. Oh, your customer, according to their LinkedIn, was just in like Venice last week and said that they loved X, Y, Z thing. Like you should mention how your product ties into this thing that they really love when it works with this thing. Like, I mean, assuming everything's true, I think that this is like, could be very useful to have like an augmented info dashboard for a salesperson that's on a sales call, giving them information that could make the pitch more relevant or personalized to the prospect. So something like that, I'm like, this is 0% controversial. That's a perfect use case of the technology. And I think ultimately this is where the technology will go. It's going to steer away probably less from like cheat on everything and more to like use AI in real time, super fast to get augmented insights and tips in these like kind of fast paced jobs, maybe customer support. Someone's really mad about something and it's got a tab pulled up and it's listening to what they're saying and it has their customer file. And it's like, you know what? You should mention this because they said this is their complaint. And this is something specifically that in the past they've used and were happy with. So maybe you should bring up how you could use this as some sort of compensation for them, whatever, right? Like customer support, sales, all these places where you have to deal with people in real time. Even like, I hate like cold calling phones, but you can imagine it'd be right. Very useful for something like that. Totally. So yeah, there's a ton of jobs that I think this would be actually very useful for.
Yeah. I mean, I'm someone who would be probably a terrible salesperson because I'm not very quick on my feet, especially when it comes to responding to people. So to have like some notes about like earlier in the conversation or, you know, yeah, ideas for like, you know, pain points for them, stuff like that, I feel like could be really helpful for me to become a better salesperson, you know? So I think, like you said, I think there's a lot of interesting ways it could be used. To me, what's going through my mind reading this article is, you know, this doesn't seem like what are the implications of this $15 million raise? It seems like it's, a lot of it has been based off of the marketing of it, and the app or the technology itself doesn't seem that groundbreaking to me. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, is this a marketing game right now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think if you can build a good tool that does what it's supposed to, that's half the battle. There's a lot of good tools out there that maybe do what they're supposed to. And if they don't have a way to get the product to market, they're going to flop. They're going to get beat by someone that does. And so what you can see here, why did this company get $15 million? It's because they built something. I mean, I would say, I hope, I haven't actually tested it out, but I would assume it works if they're raising money. They said that they're profitable. They built a product, but they were also able to get 50 million people to know about them in their target market that, you know, these developers, coders that are, you know, actually able to access the tool. So I think you get, you raise money based off of your reach plus your technology. It's never one or the other. And I think some people try to raise money based off of like, you know, I'm a big influencer, but like they have no good product. That won't work. And some people try to raise money off of, I have this incredible product, but I have no reach. And I'm really bad at getting the word out. Honestly, that I think is sometimes a better situation to be in, but I've seen just as many of those companies completely flop. So if you can nail both of them, then you're cooking, and that's how you get something like this. So yeah, I applaud them. I think that they're doing good, and I'm excited to see what their next level is after this $15 million that they have raised from A16Z. Big kudos to Chloe.
And their one other last thing to note is they're only 21-year-olds who have founded this company. So that's insane to be able to start a company and raise $15 million at that age. I'm in awe. So that's pretty cool.
Definitely very, very cool. Hey, if you learned anything new from the podcast today, we would really, really love it. Like actually love it. If you could leave us a rating and review, we have heat waves across America right now. And you might be wondering, what does that have to do with ratings and reviews? Well, the only way for us to find joy in this incredibly hot week is when we, Jamie and I, sit down and at the end of a hot day and we read these ratings and reviews. It cools our hearts. It's the opposite of warming our hearts. And if you could leave us one, we'd really appreciate it. We hope that you all have a fantastic rest of your day, and we will catch you next time.